Hello, today I'm going to talk about Windows Server Software Inventory Logging, or SIL. This is the first module of several modules to help you get a better idea of what it is and how to deploy it to meet your needs. This first module is just meant to be a general overview of the framework, plus a quick introduction to SIL basic reporting. Module 1 Agenda. What is SIL? Advantages of SIL, SIL components and architecture, SIL prerequisites, and an intro to basic SIL reports. What is SIL? Software Inventory Logging enables customers of Microsoft Server applications to easily and continuously capture the unique software instances in their Windows Server deployments at scale. SIL also provides basic reporting capability for easy consumption and use. It's important to note that no data is sent to Microsoft with the use of this software. More technical details on what SIL is will be provided on the components and architecture slide of this module. Who will use SIL? IT pros or data center administrators looking for a low-cost method of collecting valuable software inventory data automatically over time. CIOs and finance controllers who need to report usage of Microsoft Enterprise software in their organization's IT deployments. SIL is somewhat unique in that users will often be from very different roles in an organization. While it is likely a requirement that IT professionals deploy SIL for complete and accurate coverage in an environment, it is the CIOs or finance controllers or data center admins that will likely make the most use of the data. More detail, of course, is provided at the link on the TechNet site. What are the advantages of using SIL? SIL is a Microsoft product supported by Microsoft, but also meets common software asset management goals and challenges. SIL architecture allows discovery of new instances as they are deployed organically or programmatically across an IT environment or data center. SIL reports provide data uniquely pertinent to Microsoft license models. Central to this is the concept of high watermark, which can only be truly achieved by collecting data over time from both the Windows Server VM and the physical host underneath. SIL uses HTTPS to communicate inventory data. This enables flexibility in network topology and security considerations, as well as makes the solution agnostic to hypervisor type. SIL is an on-premises solution, so the data and reports are entirely viable in private environments. SIL uses SQL, collects a great deal of useful information, and then makes it available to admins via PowerShell. SIL supports several of the most common hypervisor host types, including VMware, KVM, Xen, along with Hyper-V. SIL components and architecture. On this diagram, you can see on the far right your SIL aggregator. Instructions to set this up will be featured on a separate video. On the left, you can see three physical host machines with three running Windows Server VMs each. The only difference between these three is the host type, VMware at the top, Xen or KVM in the middle, and Windows Server Hyper-V at the bottom. SIL functions with each in the same way. After setting up your SIL aggregator and starting the aggregator functions, the first thing to do is add some hypervisor hosts. It is important to note, however, that the order of steps I am about to show you is not the required order. You also don't need to add hypervisor hosts if you are not running any virtualization. To add hosts, use the add SIL VM host commandlet on the SIL aggregator. Once added, the SIL aggregator by default will start polling the host once an hour for a very simple set of data, server hardware characteristics, as well as identification of virtual machines up and running at the moment of poll. This is an important function to get accurate results on SIL reports. To take full advantage of SIL and really get the end results you need, the SIL feature in Windows Server also needs to be enabled and configured properly. In the diagram, you can see all the places you will need SIL working for you. Additionally, you can now see at the bottom a standalone Windows Server with SIL. On the next slide, we will talk about the prerequisites and sources for everything you need for the SIL framework to work as designed. Now, to complete the inventory functions of SIL, it is necessary to configure the SIL feature in each server to forward inventory data to your SIL aggregator, which will be standing by ready to receive this data over HTTPS. Like the polling from the aggregator, the local collection of data and forward to the aggregator on each Windows Server node occurs once an hour. Again, this is critical for accurate inventory reports over long periods of time. There are a few simple commands used to configure and enable SIL logging. It is important to note that valid SSL certificates are needed to successfully complete this portion of the flow of SIL data. This is primarily for authentication and unique identification of data in multi-tenant environments. Once you have successfully added hypervisor hosts and enabled SIL and VMs to forward data to the aggregator, you should be able to leave the system alone until you need to pull the data. Wait at least one day after forwarding data to publish a report on the aggregator. This is due to the data queue processing that is scheduled to occur at 3 a.m. local system time on the aggregator. With that, we'll move on to SIL prerequisites. There are three groups of prerequisites to be considered in the SIL framework: the hypervisor hosts that will be pulled, SIL and Windows Server, and the SIL aggregator. All download links can be found in the TechNet article linked at the bottom of the slide. For Hyper-V hosts to be pulled, Windows Server 2012 R2 or the Windows Server 2016 preview are required. For VMware and Linux, a current set of versions and distributions have been tested with SIL. When configuring SIL in Windows Server, there are a set of installations and upgrades needed for the most popular versions of Windows Server. Only the Windows Server 2016 preview works as is. For 2008 R2 and 2012, the Windows Management Framework, or WMF, is required to install SIL. Please take the time to learn about the advantages of the Windows Management Framework and determine if it is right for your deployments of Windows Server. The SIL aggregator itself has a list of prerequisites documented. More information about these will be provided in the module describing SIL aggregator installation and setup, not discussed here. Now it's time for an introduction to basic SIL reports. Here are a set of basic examples of results we'll find in your SIL report. There are four main things I'd like to show you in basic SIL reports: a remote host that is successfully being pulled by SIL aggregator, a remote host that is successfully being pulled and is successfully receiving SIL data from Windows Server VMs, SIL data that has been received by a Windows Server VM, but the host is unknown, an explanation of simultaneously running Windows Server VMs, or high watermark. With that, I will tab over to an example report I have in Excel. We are on the Windows Server Summary tab of an example report pulled from our SIL aggregator. Highlighted, you can see the name of the physical host that we're pulling. Underneath that, you can see the VMs, the Windows Server VMs, that are currently running. At this time, at this poll date and time, there are three Windows Server VMs running, so our count is three. Here, you can see a machine that we've gotten this name information, this friendly name information, from the host in our polling functions. Underneath that, though, it says unknown OS. That's important because we now know that that virtual machine is not successfully pushing or forwarding SIL collection data over the network, over HTTPS, to our aggregator. Now, it may be this VM is not able to, or it doesn't have Windows Server running. We really don't know. So we list it here as unknown OS. Below that, we actually have unknown as a host, because we have successfully received a virtual machine forwarding data over HTTPS to our aggregator. But we have no idea what the host is, so we list it as unknown. This will be cleared up if we find out what the name of that host is and we start polling it. We successfully add it to our aggregator. On the next poll, it'll enter it in the database and they'll be aggregated between virtual machine and host in the database, and the next report on the next day will have them joined together. I'm going to switch over to the Windows Server Detail tab right now. It has the same host. The VMs are still there. They're just not in line or in the same column anymore. They're actually over here. Now, this has some interesting things. This has hyperthreading as false, listed as false. We get that from, or SIL gets that from the poll action. We have our count simultaneously running Windows Server VMs, or high watermark. And then we have the number of processors and cores, and we have the virtual processor count from within the VM. This is derived from the actual forward of data from SIL in Windows Server. We have our poll date time, when we polled the host, and we have the last time we received a forward over HTTPS from the VM inside, or running on that physical host. And then we have the last time we've seen this host. So if this host had gone down, We will actually have a date here of the last time we successfully polled it. So again, to go back over what I showed you, we have a remote host that is successfully being polled by SIL aggregator. That was our host at the top. We have a remote host that is successfully being polled and is successfully receiving SIL data from Windows Server VMs. So those are the three VMs listed underneath the host. And we have SIL data that has been received by a Windows Server VM, but the host is unknown. That was the unknown host and the list of that one virtual machine that we received data from. And then an explanation of simultaneously running Windows Server VMs or high watermark. In a nutshell, when a host is polled, this is the number of Windows Server VMs running at that time. This is very pertinent for the Windows Server Standard Edition license model. And with that concludes our first module of SIL, a basic overview and introduction to reports. I hope you found it useful. Thank you very much for using SIL. Goodbye.